Penguin Random House Audio presents Red Famine, Stalin's War on Ukraine by Anne Applebaum. Read for you by Suzanne Torin. Preface. The warning signs were ample. By the early spring of 1932, the peasants of Ukraine were beginning to starve. Secret police reports and letters from the grain-growing districts all across the Soviet Union, the North Caucasus, the Volga region, Western Siberia, spoke of children swollen with hunger, of families eating grass and acorns, of peasants fleeing their homes in search of food. In March, a medical commission found corpses lying on the street in a village near Odessa. No one was strong enough to bury them. In another village, local authorities were trying to conceal the mortality from outsiders. They denied what was happening, even as it was unfolding before their visitors' eyes. Some wrote directly to the Kremlin, asking for an explanation. "Honorable Comrade Stalin, is there a Soviet government law stating that villagers should go hungry? Because we, collective farm workers, have not had a slice of bread in our farm since January 1st. How can we build a socialist people's economy when we are condemned to starving to death, as the harvest is still 4 months away? What did we die for on the battlefronts? To go hungry? To see our children die in pangs of hunger?" Others found it impossible to believe the Soviet state could be responsible. "Every day, 10 to 20 families die from famine in the villages. Children run off, and railway stations are overflowing."